So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Which one we are in? 22. Okay, 22. Hare Krishna. Okay, few more shlokas, please. I know it's a little difficult to sit, but you see, if we sit and hear Krishna Katha, then we won't sit anymore in material world, you know. Purusha saparav pata bhaktya labhyastvananyaya yasyantasthani bhutani yena sarvam idam tatam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is present in his abode, he is all-pervading, and everything is situated within him. So here, Prabhupada said that, text 22, that Lord and his abode are attainable by pure devotion. This is here explained. Bhaktya labhyastu ananyaya. Now, ananyaya again is used. Unalloyed devotion. No mixture, no material expectation, no mess up, no personal desires, no? Undeviating, unalloyed, Prabhupada said, unmixed, pure devotion. Now here, Prabhupada explains that Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, place where everything is full of spiritual bliss, all the variegatedness manifested there is of quality of spiritual bliss. Nothing there is material. Prabhupada explains that from Brahma Samhita, the nature of spiritual abode. Now this is for us very difficult to conceive. Everything is nature of bliss. Everything. Now, say, for example, do we experience pain in spiritual world? Well, we may experience pain, but it gives bliss. Pain in the sense, say, Krishna doesn't come, or we don't see him for a moment. Or for some time Krishna went somewhere. That pain in heart, oh, when we'll see Krishna, is not putting us down like in material. Actually, it just enhances our spiritual transcendental ecstasy. Inconceivable. It's difficult to conceive. Now, Yasyantasthani means that everything is sustained within him, within either his spiritual or material energy. The Lord is all pervading by these two energies. So that another aspect is there, that everything that exists is either in material energy or in the spiritual energy. Nothing is, doesn't exist concept outside of that. Even Brahman is spiritual energy. So this is explained here. To enter Krishna's supreme abode or the innumerable Vaikuntha planets is possible only by bhakti, devotional service, as clearly indicated here by the word bhaktya. No other process can help one attain that supreme abode. Can you please close the door a little bit? We like kirtan, but there is a difficult to concentrate. So here, this is again and again confirmed by the shlokas, by purports, that to go to Vaikuntha is only by bhakti possible. So all the process, karma, jnana, dhyana, they have to lead to bhakti if they want to come to the Vaikuntha. And what is there in Vaikuntha? Once you come in Vaikuntha, what is there? Gopala Tapani Upanishad is quoted. Eko Vashi Sarvaga Krishna Idya. In that abode, there is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose name is Krishna. Although situated there as one, he has expanded himself into millions and millions of plenary expansions. Plenary means complete, Purnam. Plenary expansion means Vishnu Tattvas. Say we have plenary meeting, means everybody has to come. From sweeper to the director, everybody has to attend. Plenary meeting means everyone. So plenary expansion is used in that sense that Vishnu Tattva, they have full power. It's God himself, just in different form. So we had all this. Now, Swayam Rupa, Tadekatma Rupa, Avesha, then again divisions of it, no? Now, here is an important point for us. His energies are so expansive. Expansive means expanding. That they systematically conduct everything in the cosmic manifestation without any flaw, although the Supreme Lord is far, far away. Now, this is a special quality of Krishna, that Parasya Shaktir Vidaiva Shriyat is unlimited potency. And simply by His will, automatically everything is happening. Now that Krishna has to sit and plan, okay, how to create this universe, when to destroy it, how much time left. No, it has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. He controls it simply by His will. Energies, they work for Him. No? So we are following our philosophy, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, that Shakti, Shaktimar are simultaneously one and different. And particularly, we are following our explanation, our philosophical understanding is called Shakti Parinamavada. So you can write this, Shakti Parinamavada. Now what that means? Means that everything runs, everything is made, or everything exists, everything runs, everything is conducted by the diffusion of Krishna's energies. Means that Krishna has unlimited potencies and they run His spiritual and material creation. We are also potency of the Lord. We are also Prakriti. He is only Purusha. So this is called Shakti Parinamavada. That energies transform. From spirit, matter comes. They are showing different shapes, different forms, different manifestations, unmanifestation, this way, that way. Everything is conducted by diffusions of His energies. He is unchanged. He is as He is. He remains aloof. Although He is far, far away, He knows every nook and corner. Everything is conducted by His will as a natural sequence. Just as a natural sequence, sun comes every morning up, similarly creation comes up and gets destroyed. Just like a natural sequence. This is how Krishna's energies evolve. This is called Shakti Parinamavada. So originally there is one Shakti of the Lord, Chit Shakti. Swarupa Shakti, spiritual potency. Spiritual potency expands into Antaranga, Bahiranga, Tatastha, into internal potency, external potency, and marginal potency. Then again, spiritual potency expands further. Sandini, Samvit, Kladini potency. Sandini potency means potency of eternal, or Sat, existence. Sandini. Samvit potency is potency of knowledge, of understanding. And the Hladini potency is potency of transcendental bliss. So you have these three potency: Sandini, Samvit, Hladini, Satchitanand. No? Eternity, knowledge, and bliss. When they influence Antaranga, Bahiranga, Tatastha Shakti, everything becomes combined and manifested. Sat, eternity, potency of eternity. That potency, when influenced spiritual antaranga, shakti, spiritual potency, all spiritual worlds are manifested. Places, abodes, dhams, forms, Krishna's forms. All Krishna's avatars come from Sandini potency entering, acting within spiritual antaranga. Shakti within spiritual realm. Yeah. Then you have that Santini Shakti acting upon the Jiva. Then Jiva's name, form, his eternal service, his relation to Krishna, everything is designated. And then when Sandini acts into Bahiranga Shakti, in material world, all material worlds are created, planets, varieties, forms, everything, by Sandini potency. So Lord Balaram is presiding deity of that potency. Then you have Sandini, Samvit potency, knowledge potency, when acts in spiritual world, when acts on Jiva, and when acts on material world. So different moods are revealed of service to Krishna, knowledge, how to serve Krishna, knowledge of one's constitutional position, and bliss of Brahman and Paramatma realization come from Samvit potency. And when Hladini potency acts in spiritual world, bliss of serving Krishna is increasing, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Yeah? All different varieties of emotions, everything, ecstasies, all manifested by Hladini potency in spiritual world and acting on Jiva. Jiva experience spiritual bliss of serving Krishna. And when Hladini potency is in material world, he comes perverted into kama. From prema, comes to karma. So everything that exists, you can see, is interaction of Krishna's potency. Whether they are forms or thoughts, say with Sandini, when Samvit potency, knowledge potency, when acts within material world, mundane knowledge, mundane hopes, worries, mental states, everything becomes manifested. No? So Sachit Anand, when acting material world, becomes Asat, Achit, Niranand. Complete opposite. So this is how it goes. So when you see this, how Krishna's potency interact, then you see everything that exists is Shakti Parinamavada. It's interaction, diffusion of Krishna's energy, either spiritual or material or combination. And these are some only. Tushti, Pushti, Gir, Vidya, Avidya, Maya, Nila, this Shakti, that Shakti. Unlimited potencies are listed. So many potencies Krishna has. No? So this is our explanation, that his energies are managing everything and he is playing flute and doing whatever he wants to do, supremely independent. That's Krishna. Now, here in the last section, we have supremacy of devotion in attaining the Supreme. Text 23 says, O best of Bharatas, I shall now explain to you the different times at which, passing away from this world, the yogi does or does not come back. Now, these are the technical descriptions of favorable times to die. Here, the Prabhupada say, the unalloyed devotees of Supreme Lord, who are totally surrendered soul, does not care when they are leaving their bodies or by what method. Now, if somebody dies, immediately people go, oh, is it morning, is it evening, is it Ekadashi, is it Muhurta, is it auspicious, is it inauspicious? No? But devotee, wherever he leaves body, he goes to Krishna. He's always auspicious. He's not inauspicious. He's always auspicious. We may think, oh, such a nice devotee, he had car accident. So, this is not good. No, it's good. Krishna didn't want to wait till he come in old age and he just took him. What does it matter how you live body, you know? No? Doesn't matter. Now you're throwing your coat. Whether you throw it on the road or you throw it in your cupboard you put it, you know? What's the difference, you know? You know, so doesn't matter how Krishna takes his devotee. He takes them eternally to his abode. So who is sorry for that? When Vaishnava dies, there is a mixed feeling. We are losing his association. This is what we are said. No? But again, we are happy. He is now with Krishna. How can we be sad? We are sad for us. We are losing association. We cannot serve him. We cannot hear from him. No? But we can follow his example and his teachings and his, you know, whatever we learn from him, whatever example he set by his pure devotional service. No? But we know he is with Krishna. So we are also happy. This is a mixed feeling. No? So it doesn't matter. The Vaishnava, Jivova Marova, whether he lives or dies, he's anyway absorbing Krishna, doesn't matter at all, no? No? What is that? Rajaputra? Chiranjiva. You are enjoying Rajaputra, you have good karma, better you don't die because you are going to suffer, you know, after that, no? Chiranjiva, live forever. You are doing good also, charity and sacrifice, Chiranjiva. And then? Muniputra? Muniputra is doing tapasya, brahmachari, austere life, knowledge, tyagi, vratas following, no? So no need for him to stay material. He'll get good result, die. You know? Butcher? Don't live, don't die. Because living, you are living in hell. When you die, you go there. So it's horrible, your life. No? And devotee? Jiva Marova. Either you live or you die, whatever you like. Anyway, it's same. Doesn't matter, no? Doesn't matter. So this is the position. So here, Prabhupada say, we are reading 23. They leave everything in Krishna's hands, pure devotees, and so easily and happily return to Godhead. So means devotees are not attached to what's happening in material world. But those who are not unalloyed devotees and who depend instead on such methods of spiritual realization as karma yoga, jnana and hatha yoga, must leave the body at a suitable time and thereby be assured whether or not they will return to the world of birth and death. So you see, devotees, how fortunate devotees are, that they live, they depend on Krishna. And Krishna will know exactly what is auspicious, what is inauspicious. Krishna can adjust. When Krishna says, it is auspicious, everything has adjusted. Whether it's auspicious or inauspicious, becomes auspicious. Yeah? How devotees they live, buddy. Who is that? Gaur Govinda Maharaj, Prabhupada's disciple, is preaching in Orissa, translating Prabhupada's books, making many devotees. He came to Mayapur, they had meetings, and afternoon devotees asked him to tell about Jagannath Lila. He's from Orissa, his whole life worshipping Jagannath, Radha Krishna. Then he told, then Jagannath got stuck in ecstasy like this, and Hare Krishna, left body like this. Just in the middle of telling story, just Hare Krishna. Just like that. This is amazing, no? Yeah? Tamal Krishna Maharaj, just about to leave Mayapur, car accident, left body in Shantipur. Just in Holy Dham. Didn't cross out of Mayapur Dham. Just took body back, devotee just made samadhi, went home back to Gautam. Just like that. Yeah? How much service he did for Prabhupada. There's no, where else he will go? Where he went? Wherever Prabhupada is, he went. That's all, he's Prabhupada's servant. Just like this, you know. This is how devotees they live by the end. So, Prabhupada said, devotee doesn't care. 24. Those who know the Supreme Brahman attain that Supreme by passing away from the world during the influence of the fiery god in the light and at an auspicious moment of the day, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, or during the 6 months when the sun travels in the north. So here, all again, some details for those who are yogis, jnanis, karmis, for them is counted. We don't have to worry much about this. Prabhupada said, there are various presiding deities who make arrangements for the passage of the soul. Yogis, they have control. Yogis, they have control when to leave body. Yogis can, whenever they want, leave body. But others, they have no control. Karmis, jnani, they have no control. But yogis, they have control. No? So, maybe by accident, if somebody dies in very auspicious time, somebody dies on Ekadashi, in the waxing moon, what Krishna says, during 6 months when sun travels in the north, so this is Dakshinayana, Uttarayana goes north, Dakshinayana goes south. And then, you know, if somebody dies at some auspicious time, he may go even out of material world. Maybe by accident, Prabhupada writes. However, the pure devotee in Krishna consciousness, there is no fear of returning, whether he leaves body at an auspicious or inauspicious moment, by accident or by arrangement. So this is the idea. Then again, 25. The mystic who passes away from this world during the smoke, the night, the fortnight of waning moon, or the 6 months when the sun passes to the south, reaches the moon planet, but again comes back. So he goes to the Swarga Loka, but again has to come back. Those who are fruity laborers and philosophical speculators from time immemorial are constantly going and coming. Actually, they do not attain ultimate salvation, for they do not surrender to Krishna. So they have to come back, Shloka says, to material world. 26. According to Vedic opinion, there are two ways of passing from this world, one in light and one in darkness. When one passes in light, he does not come back. When one passes in darkness, he returns. So this is related to planetary position, Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, and everything. No? So Prabhupada writes, 26. That those fruity laborers, they just, you know, always coming. They don't attain salvation. They have to come back. Now, 27. Although the devotees know these two paths, O Arjun, they are never bewildered. Therefore, be always fixed in devotion. So this is here explained. The devotee of Supreme Lord should not worry whether he will depart by arrangement or by accident. The best way to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness is to always dovetail in his service. And this will make one's path to spiritual kingdom safe, certain and direct. No? So Prabhupada quotes Rupa Goswami here. Anasaktasya vishayan yathartam upayunjata. One should be unattached in material affairs. No? Nirbandha Krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagya muchate. and do everything in Krishna consciousness. So this is the thing, that devotee is not attached. He lives to serve Krishna. And he sees everything is Krishna's property, every ability, every action, everything should be used in Krishna's service. And he is all the time linked with Krishna. He is in union with Krishna. And once he leaves the body, naturally he goes to Krishna. That's all. Or he continues his service in devotional community somewhere else. No. So no loss. So here, text 28. This is another important verse to be memorized. Vedeshu yageshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pratishtam atyeti tat saram idam viditva yogi param sthanam upaiti chadyam. Now Krishna concludes here. Person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying Vedas, performing austere sacrifices, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activity. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all this, and at the end he reaches the supreme eternal abode. Now this is a big shloka, let us consider a little bit what Krishna says. One who practices bhakti, he doesn't have to fear that he is going to miss something in the life. No? Karmis, they work for money. Devotee may get all opulence or may not. He doesn't care. If he gets, he is in Krishna service. If not, he serves Krishna in that way. That doesn't stop him service. Some go on studying Vedas. Devotee already know conclusion of Vedas. Veda is chasarvair, aham eva vedya. Means, he knows that Krishna is goal of studying Veda. One may study Veda all lifetime and not understand that Krishna is goal of studying Vedas. No? Then, performing austere sacrifices. Devotee perform sacrifice of his life. He sacrifices his life in Krishna's service and he does the Sankirtan Yagya, sacrifice of chanting the holy name. So whatever result of sacrifices, what could be result of sacrifice? Could be material or spiritual. Devotee gets simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna says, I'll maintain, I'll preserve what you have, I'll maintain what you, I'll take care of you. I'll fully take responsibility for you. You don't have to worry. So all whatever result other people get by jnana, by karma, by dhyana, by yoga, devotee gets all this and in time of death, he's assured to go home back to Godhead. But others depends, uttarayana, dakshinayana, punya is there, papa is there, mind is controlled, mind is loose. So many conditions. For devotee, only one condition, that he is a unalloyed bhakti, pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti. No? Anya bilashita shunyam, karma jnana anavritam, anukulan, Krishna, shilanam, bhakti rutama. So this is the qualification. That standard should be there. So here, Prabhupada said, this verse summarizes 7th and 8th chapter. Because 7th chapter also, how different people surrender, how they don't surrender, what they will attain, how they will come to Krishna. Remember? No? Krishna is supreme. Matav parataram nanya. Then Krishna says, Daivi yeshe gunamai, mama maya durateya. Correct? Mama evaya prapadnanti. By surrendering, you can come to me. Then four who surrender, four who do not surrender. No? So here, this is summary. Whatever you are practicing, result of achieving by devata worship, by karma kanda, by karma yoga, by jnana yoga, by studying Vedas, by austerities, all this achieved by devotees and much more, they go home back to Godhead. So Prabhupada writes there. He goes on through all system of anashrama. Brahmachari means study Vedas under Guru guidance. Study of Vedas is not meant for recreation or armchair speculation, but for the formation of character. The householder, he has to perform many sacrifices and give charity. Vanaprastha, perform penance. And sannyasi renounces everything. But devotee achieves all this. Devotee engages senses as a brahmachari. Whether he's grihastha or brahmachari, he doesn't break four regulative principles. So devotee is brahmachari, whether he's grihastha or brahmachari. Then, the householder has to do sacrifice and give charity. Devotees, they do that. But they do charity into the Krishna consciousness movement to spread the preaching of the holy name by the order of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah? That's the idea. And then, vanaprastha, they go for penance. Devotee also, they do penance. And sannyas, they are all renounced. The beauty, Prabhupada say, of Krishna consciousness, however, is that by one stroke, by engaging in devotional service, one can surpass all the rituals of different orders of life. And still, devotee is better situated than anybody who follows perfectly this vanashram designation. One should try to understand these chapters, not by scholarship or mental speculation, but by hearing them in association with devotees. So Prabhupada clarifies the 7th and 8th chapter. They cannot be just speculate about that. No? They cannot be understood. Now somebody given us Bhagavad Gita commentary by Paramahansa Yogananda. Like this big, two books are there. One like this, one like this. So I thought, wow, what a commentary. First book is chapter 1 to 5. And then second book, 6 to 18. Means, soon as Bhakti start explanation come, fella could not understand, he could not comment on it at all, you know. Not that he understood first 5 chapters either. But those were kind of more room to speculate, you know. But when he came from 6th chapter onwards, he just kept quiet and small comments. Nonsense, he couldn't understand. Why? Because he never heard it from devotee. He say, Guru Parampara, these are the wisdom by the smartest people of this world. He think this is material knowledge. Nonsense, just nonsense. Complete nonsense. This bogus complete. Parama Muda Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda. Nonsense. No, any. It's a really poor commentary. Psh. Anyway, kitchen department will be happy. There's some fuel. So here, Prabhupada said, chapter 7 to 12. Here. Prabhupada explains here in purpose. Chapter 7 to 12 are the essence of Bhagavad Gita. First 6th and last 6th chapter are like a coverings for the middle 6th chapter, which is specially protected by the Lord. If one is fortunate enough to understand Bhagavad Gita, especially these middle 6 chapters in the association of devotees, then his life at once becomes glorified beyond all penances, sacrifices, charities, speculation, etc. For one can achieve all the results of these activities simply by Krishna consciousness. Okay. Now, here, everybody read, or 8th chapter, everybody, you read this before? Okay, now here I will read this last paragraph. Just little attention, this is last shloka, last paragraph. Please hear this. It is very important what Prabhupada says. Hear this. Prabhupada speaks how we can attain the supreme chapter and conclusion of so far 8th chapter, Prabhupada speaks. We are studying Gita now. Hear this instruction for us. One who has little faith in Bhagavad Gita should learn Gita from a devotee. Because in the beginning of the 4th chapter, it states clearly that Bhagavad Gita can be understood only by devotees. No one else can perfectly understand the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. One should therefore learn Bhagavad Gita from a devotee of Krishna, not from mental speculators. This is a sign of faith. When one searches for a devotee and finally gets a devotee's association, one can actually begin to study and understand Bhagavad Gita. By advancement in the association of the devotee, one is placed in devotional service, and this service dispels all one's misgivings about Krishna or God and Krishna's activities, form, pastimes, name, and other features. After these misgivings can be perfectly cleared away, one becomes fixed in one's study. Then one relishes the study of Bhagavad Gita and attains the state of feeling always Krishna conscious. In the advanced stage, one falls completely in love with Krishna. This highest perfectional stage of life enables the devotee to be transferred to Krishna's abode in the spiritual sky, Goloka Vrindavan, where the devotee becomes eternally happy. So you see what is the result of Gita studying? That we go home back to Godhead. Now, can anybody understand what Prabhupada is speaking about in this paragraph? What is it? Right. This is the process of devotional service. Adau Shada, Tada Satsanga, Tad Bhajana Kriya. Prabhupada didn't just speculate. How can you say this is the result of Gita? This is from Shastra, this is Shloka. Adau Shada, Tada Satsanga, Tad Bhajana Kriya. Here. One who has little faith, Adau Shada, in Bhagavad Gita, should learn Gita from devotees. Tad Satsanga. No. When one searches for devotee and gets devotee association, no? What happened then? He is placed in devotional service. Tat bhajana kriya. Then should come tat anartha nivritti sat, removing anarthas. Then Prabhupada says, this service dispels one misgivings about Krishna. Tat anartha nivritti sat. Heart is purified. Tada nishta. Then steadiness comes, according to Shloka. Then Prabhupada says, and these misgivings have been perfectly cleared away. One becomes fixed in one's study. Fixed means nishta. Then should come ruchi, taste, no? Then one relishes the study of Bhagavad Gita, ruchi. And then asakti, bhava and prem comes, no? Then Prabhupada say, no? Then attain state of feeling always Krishna conscious. In advanced stage, one falls completely in love with Krishna. So this is this, ruchi, asakti, bhava and prem, no? And result is, highest perfectional stage, go home back to Godhead. You see that? Prabhupada doesn't speak just like that. No? He speaks from Shastra. But we should know. If you know the Shloka, you can see. And this is not one purport. There are other places where Prabhupada used the Shloka, just tells it just like that. He doesn't say, this is Shloka from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He just speaks naturally. But we should recognize, we should see, no? See, the whole process of understanding Gita is described. And this is what is the beauty of this Bhagavad Gita as it is in Prabhupada's purpose here. So here, Srila Swami says, by knowing the truth, which is explained by answering to 8 questions of Arjuna, one becomes a yogi or a man of knowledge, and he attains supreme abode, the abode of Lord Vishnu. Now, this is, and oh, there is Ramanuja's commentary, but it's not printed. That was Ramanujacharya's commentary, but I think I left the paper there. Okay, Hare Krishna. So we will stop here with this 8th chapter. And what do we do? We have this exam for chapter 7. And now, you see, so far we are writing these exams by using notebook and, you know, ever simple exams, and the whole idea was to make sure that everybody makes good notes, then everybody is attentive. Okay. Now, what we want to do is, we want to really focus now our mind in studying of Bhagavad Gita. And one should really learn the points of Gita and be able to express it. Okay. So, in first 6 chapter, we're practicing this type of exams. Very simple, and just the idea was, okay, focus on notes and see how to find notes in the purpose. And you see in exam time, when we give results of exam, you see they're very particular, very specific answers we want. We don't want just around the bush or something, but we want answers for Prabhupada's purpose. You know? You are not there to see that, but I'll explain to you. You could see it's very specific what we want. No? We say, what's the definition of yoga? But there were 4 or 5 definitions of yoga in purports. So if you mention all 5, you get 5 points. If you mention 1, you get 1 point. You know? So that's the idea, that we want to really study this book. Now what we want to do with this, from 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th chapters, we want to study more. Okay. We don't want to skip through any. You have to read every purport. And you have to understand what is Prabhupada speaking, what is Krishna speaking there, what Krishna speaks, what is this all about. Okay, so now the questions, exams for this 7th chapter, 8th chapter, 9th chapter, 10th chapter, will be more explanatory. Means you have to explain the concept, the point. Say, for example, if you get a question, explain Guru Parampara. Okay, they are elements, philosophical elements, which has to be explained in this. If you say Guru Parampara, you have to explain everything about Guru Parampara. And these categories will be marked. For example, you have to say, transcendental knowledge starts from Krishna. And by the cyclic succession, through Guru, from Guru to disciples come down without change, without adding, without extracting. This is called Guru Parampara. It is knowledge about the world beyond this material sense perception. It is Aparushaya. It is Shabda Brahma. It is not material knowledge. It is never changing. Unless Guru receives knowledge in Guru Parampara, he cannot deliver himself what to speak of others. This knowledge received by Guru Parampara releases one from material suffering. Okay? And one should, therefore, get this knowledge from a guru. One should approach a guru. Then, you have to mention, qualification guru, qualification disciples. These will all be marked in the answer. You know, you have to, whatever you know, based on Gita, on these chapters, you have to explain. Then this will be answered. Okay, this is Guru Parampara. And then if you know, you know, a little extra, because we listed all Parampara names and everything, if you know, who is the Acharya, who which Sampradaya we belong to, and who is the recent Acharya, no? It's a good... Okay, so this type of answer we want. So, this time, no notes, no book. Okay, that's why you study now. You have 7 chapters, it takes 1 hour to read it. Write notes. 7 chapters is essential. 7 chapter, establish Krishna is supreme. Establish that by surrendering to Krishna, one comes out of Maya. This is powerful point for preaching. Matav parataramna kinchit asti ranja. Establish personality of Godhead, not impersonally supreme. You know, establish demigod worship blasts off completely. Seems like our devotees, they don't read anymore 7 chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You know? No demigod. Alpa medasa. Not intelligent who worship demigods, not allowed, you know. All these points are essential. 4 who surrender, 4 who do not surrender, where to go to impersonalists, what the cow Krishna causes all causes, cause of material, cause of spiritual world, his controller of both. No? And all this is received, touch renew by hearing from me. You know? 7 chapters we have to know. So get your book open, study, evening 5 o'clock is exam. Those who go home, I'll give you this. No book, no notebook, but read till 5 o'clock and explain. Just explain. You know, write slowly. I know this is not your language to write, you know. But still, you know, just explain. There are 9 questions and they are not one word answers. Not even one of them is one word answer. That is the first one. Describe divisions of chapter. If you remember, you describe. But you should know what is there. In 7 chapter, you should know. This is not Ashtanga Yoga chapter. No, you know, you should know. This is the chapter. 7 chapter established. Krishna is supreme. Maya is under him. 4 surrender. 4 they don't surrender. You know, and then who worships him? So many things are there. Very important shlokas are there. 7 chapter. Is any shloka that is not important? Mostly, no. Many shlokas are essential. You know. So please study now. Now serious about it, okay? So far we are joking. We are writing exams with notebook, you know? Now please, you read, absorb, and try to understand. And now by this writing, without looking at notebook, without looking at book, what happened? You will be able to express what you heard, what you read. You will be learning how to preach. Guru Maharaj said this Bhakti Shastri course means that after that we should know our philosophy, we should know how to present it. So don't be scared. You know, we are not bothering about markings, this, that. No? Final exam will be in time of death. No? So don't be panic like in school. Don't give that school trip. exam, and then mind goes disturbed. You know? Exam, who cares? You know, if you're not ready, write it some other day. We don't care. We are not particular, but exam is today, 5 o'clock. So what we have like this. Tomorrow we have no classes. Today you write, read, today afternoon read 7 chapter, write exam. Tomorrow all day you have to read 8 chapter. And then there will be exam. Maybe tomorrow evening will be exam for 8 chapter. Maybe tomorrow evening, makes sense, no? Then Wednesday, we'll have like this. Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes. And one day break you have to read now. Because this middle 6th chapter, we want to study, we want to know. Even if you don't remember, okay, say you fail on exam, but you should know. Speak to somebody, demigod worship. I know. 7:20. Yes. I don't know the shloka. I just joined. But I'll show you. Okay. Sir, you want to worship Shiva? Here. Kama ista istekhrita jnana prapadyanti na devata. It means you are completely bewildered by material desires. Otherwise people, and it's not good, you know. Even Krishna is giving blessings. You see this shloka. You should be able to show. Okay. Why are you pushing only Krishna? What about Shiva? Here. Mata parataram nanyat kinchitatra. No, no truth above that. No, no, no. Shiva is supreme. I don't know, sir. Gita says, Krishna says, I don't know. If I have to choose, follow Krishna or you, I think I'll choose Krishna. I think he's bigger authority than you. Yeah? No. You should learn now Gita, use it in preaching, okay? If you can, without book, quote, and explain purports, that is very nice. If you cannot take a book, it's not prohibited to carry book for preaching, it's nice. No? But now it's time to learn Gita. Gita is basic. Then we can have next year Bhagavatam, chapter by chapter, you know, summarize main point, main stotras, in line like that. Bhakti Vaibhav, of course. Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, like that. So, okay, can we do like that? Huh? Don't be scared. Yeah, we are not announcing the scores and this and that. We just try to learn what is in Gita, 7 chapters, essential. So no book, no notebook, no any bookings. Is that okay? Okay, so I'll give you 5 o'clock. This I'll give you now. You put in pocket. And I'm not talking about cheater like you, Baba. Atmanam manyate jagat, Baba. Oh, if I got, I'll look. You are not cheater. You are best. You have the best marking so far. No? So, is that okay? I mean, this is ultimately, we have to come one day to that point. This was the point. No, no. Yeah, more now you know how to write notes, no? But now use the notes. Now you start to speak. So read a chapter while reading, make notes or look at your notes. Essential points. Nothing. What will be an exam? Whatever is in 7 chapter, you know, basically. Basically, if I see these 9 questions, 7 chapter is covered. So it's like this. Okay.